Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Woot woot! I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Billy's Infinity Greens, a green supplement that you can add to your diet that will help in all sorts of aspects of your life.
What I love, increase longevity.
I like that it boosts your immune system so you're not getting sick all the time. I've been taking this stuff. It makes me feel like a Superman.
There's no caffeine and it still accelerates weight loss. Yes!
If you want 15% off of Billy's Infinity Greens, go to infinitygreens.com and enter promo code MOM.
Is that why your hair is growing?
Bingo! InfinityGreens.com, enter promo code MOM.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Shall we begin the podcast?
Let's begin! Drum roll, please! Let's talk about sex, baby.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a sex expert, a cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
Why, thank you. And my son, he's a stand-up comic, a mime, and a Buddhist clown.
And together we chat about sex twice a week, once on Mondays, once on Thursdays.
Why do we do it, son?
We do it because we need to talk about sex more. There's no reason why we got to be embarrassed by this shit.
No.
And also, hopefully, you know, our discomfort will lead to a laugh for you guys.
And if you're listening in and you like to talk about sex, give us a thumbs up.
Yes, we're on CastBox live casting right now. If you want to be part of the call or part of the podcast, call in or message us. We're also on Instagram at Sex Talk with my mom, where you can see our beautiful little faces and my mother's insane filters that she puts on this goddamn thing.
And if you want to text us, it's yes, text mom.
All right. So we're caffeined today.
We have a coffee from Dark Matter Coffee in Chicago.
For me, that's like a heavy-duty drug.
Cam is flying. Cam's flying right now.
I never do caffeine, and so this is going to be a fucking wild time.
I do caffeine, and I'm still wired up like a top.
You're always wired up like a top.
Yeah, that's true. Dark Matter. Yum.
Yum, yum, yum. Okay, so I want to talk about, let's just start with the drugs.
Let's talk about drugs,
since that's another subject that people don't usually talk about with their parents.
Yeah.
We went to see Electronic Light Orchestra.
Yes.
Electric Light Orchestra?
ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, which is a band from the 70s. And my mother was thrilled.
I wanted to see them a year or two ago, and they were completely sold out of the Hollywood Bowl. So it just by chance, they were in town when we're in town in Chicago. And by the way, I love when bands come through and say, this is our final performance. And then you see them doing it like for the next 10 years. What the hell? ELO was supposed to be the final performance.
So you would rather them just never tour again?
No, I'm
you
just saying,
say,
don't
it, the
lie.
Last one?
Don't lie.
Don't lie. Just but, say, we're going to be doing this for the next...
Same thing happened with the Grateful Dead.
10 years, don't bother coming. You can always make it to the next one.
Well, anyway.
So we go to this concert.
And we got tickets at the very last minute.
My mother's thrilled because she goes, oh, there's other old people here.
I was so happy to see... It's so rare that I see old people anymore.
Yeah, so you were with your people.
I'm with my peeps. Well, actually, I actually felt like a youngster.
Yeah, you said I'm a young chicken over here.
I'm an old.
I think that was the actual term that you used, a young spring chicken.
Yeah, but you the older people are like, you know, some of them are looking, especially the men are looking a little long in the tooth.
What the fuck is that? What is that reference?
I don't know.
What is long in the tooth?
I don't know. Does anybody know what long in the tooth means? I don't know, but whatever.
You always use it. Is that just a you saying?
Yes.
Long in the tooth is just you.
Yes. No, it is not. It's a colloquialism.
A colloquialism.
I don't know what a colloquialism means either, by the way.
Okay. So I want to talk about what we get there, by the way. At this point, I had only had a yogurt all day. I'm ravenous. It's 9 p.m. I'm so fucking hungry. Okay. My mother is only concerned with drinking.
Well, no, smoking too.
Smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
Insane.
Why? If you're at an Electric Light Orchestra concert, you don't want to be straight.
Okay, before being fucked up, you got to be well nourished is my point.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm looking for food.
I was hungry too.
You're looking for drinks. We run into your brother.
Oh yeah.
Your brother's at the concert.
Well, we knew he was going to be there.
We knew he was at the.
He's my younger brother.
Yeah.
With his wife.
And you not so subtly.
Well, we're in line now. I want to hear from our listeners about this too. This is my brother. I have only one brother, one sister.
I hope he sees this.
I hope he sees it or hears it.
He's not going to be pleased what's about to be said.
He's a little wasted, so I can't hold this against him. Maybe he was a little out of it or something. But we're in line to get drinks. He buys himself or buys his wife a drink. And then I'm behind him. He doesn't offer to buy me a drink. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, hey, are you going to buy me a drink, bro? And I kind of guilty
him.
Hey,
you going to buy me a drink, bro?
Well, who knows? Something along those lines. And I kind of guilted him to buy me a drink.
You totally guilted him into buying. You're like, hey, what about a drink for me?
Don't you think he should offer
the most awkward fucking conversation you can possibly have with someone?
Yeah. Well, don't you think he should offer to buy his sister a drink and his nephew?
Well, he ends up extending the offer to me and I start stammering like, you don't need to buy me a drink.
So then I go, he'll just take a vodka soda. And you're like, no, I don't want a vodka soda.
I'm not going to drink a fucking vodka soda.
Why not?
I'd much rather have a beer.
All right. So you got
anyway,
the beer.
He ends up getting this. Okay. So you foist.
Oh, we got the definition of what this means.
Of
long
what?
In the tooth. It's because at your age, gums aren't as
youthful
and full as they were, making your teeth longer. Look longer when...
Like when boobs get longer as you age.
I think everything gets longer when you age.
Okay, so we got longer in the tooth.
I think vagina lips get longer. The only thing I don't think gets longer is dicks.
Dicks get shorter, balls get longer.
You saw your grandfather's dick.
I saw my grandfather's dick, which I think looks kind of normal right now. His balls are down to the floor, but his dick, the shaft itself is actually...
What are you looking at? Why were you looking at my father's dick?
I was looking at your dad's dick because he asked me to hold it while he pissed into a fucking receptacle because he couldn't get out of bed.
That was really nice of you. I'm very glad I didn't
have
to do that.
Then he questioned why I was asking for gloves. He's like, you don't need to wear gloves. Yeah, I fucking need to wear gloves. I don't want to get urine all over my goddamn hands. I don't want my own urine on my hands, let alone your urine.
Did you put gloves on?
I did put gloves on. Yes.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
Anyway, so we get back to the concert. My mother is smoking like a fucking chimney, smoking weed.
Oh, I brought two different types. Why is it okay to drink like heavy duty, like alcohol, like scotch or whiskey or whatever? It's getting way more fucked up than one hit of weed.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, but it's illegal. And that's the one thing.
It's not illegal. It's legal in Illinois.
It isn't, starting in 2020.
It's going to be legal.
It's going to be, not right now, though. Anyway. But you, I realized you are the pusher mom.
The pusher mom. I'm the pusher mom. I'm the pusher mom. You know what? When you were a little boy, we went to the Wisconsin Dells. We were on the cowabunga slide. Everybody's getting ready to go on this big inner tube down. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're like, I'm not going on that. You were like 2 years old or something, or three, whatever.
Yeah, because I was a fucking 2-year-old going down a massive water slide.
Well, it turned out you got in there after much prodding on my part to get you to go, and you loved it and wanted to keep doing it.
Dun, 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 dun,
so
dun,
sometimes
dun.
You got to kind of push yourself. Push your mom. Or have your mother push you.
Meanwhile, I'm in the concert, now a full-grown adult at 30 years old, and you're literally pushing a weed pen into my mouth.
I did.
Pushing.
I thought you'd have fun if you had a little weed in you.
I'm not fun enough sober?
I don't know. I just thought you'd have more fun. It would enhance your pleasure. Sort of like vibrators during sex. It enhances your pleasure. It's
just
not
pushing,
necessary,
pushing,
but it enhances.
Pushing. Anyway, so you're pushing the weed on me. You're pushing the weed on your own mother.
Yeah, my mother likes to. She told me, "What's it called? Taking a shot?" I go, "Wait, are you talking about taking a hit?"
So
yeah, taking a hit.
For those, just a life update. We're in Chicago right now. Usually, we're based in Los Angeles. We're in Chicago visiting my mom's parents, who are my grandparents.
Yes.
Yeah, because they're not doing well. By not doing well, they're like two steps from death.
Oh.
Well, your father,
why,
for sure.
Why do you get that? My mother's two steps.
No, your mother's hanging in there, but yeah. She's got Parkinson's. The other one's got cancer. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, getting old is not fun.
So you're pushing, you're foisting the fucking, you're pushing them to smoke weed.
Well, my mother's got Parkinson's.
You're hotboxing their apartment left and right.
I did. I couldn't figure out how to get that pen going. And all of a sudden I took a big hit and poof, I coughed all over the apartment.
Your mom with Parkinson's can barely smoke because she can't even inhale that deeply.
She can't inhale.
My grandpa is kind of almost comatose, so he's definitely not smoking, leaving you as the only one who's actually getting high in any of these situations.
Yeah, that's when I went to gummies.
Yeah, you went to edibles.
I went to edibles. That didn't work either.
Yeah, it did work. You got fucking stoned again. Literally, my grandma goes, I need a supervisor if I'm going to get high. Okay?
So mom goes,
I'm the supervisor. No, she's not the supervisor. I'm the fucking supervisor. I'm the only one who's remains straight the entire time.
Well, someone's got to be straight.
I'm supervising the supervisor over here. Mr. Bean says, Mom's guilty. Mr. Bean, welcome to the show, by the way.
Yeah. Have any of you guys on livecast gotten...
stoned with your parents.
Yeah, stoned with your parents, stoned with your kids, stoned with your friends.
So I have a story to tell about being stoned,
Let's
by
hear
the way.
It.
So... you guys know how I feel about weed. I'm not like a huge fan of it, mainly because I get so high at just the smallest inhale of weed. I'm a lightweight.
We're aware of this.
Last time I did edibles, 5 milligrams of THC made me feel like I was swimming in a bowl of green curry.
Why green curry?
Because I was eating green curry and I was like, oh my God, I'm in a soup of green curry.
Okay, that's weird.
I was swimming around in there.
You were wasted. Megan says, the first person I got high with was my mom. I was 14. Megan, your mother sounds like a cool woman.
I'm at a wedding a couple months ago. This is the wedding, by the way, where I also fell in love with this girl who, you know, ditching me the whole rest of the night. Anyway, I don't need to discuss this. Okay. So while I'm at the wedding, I meet this friend, and he finds out that I'm a comedian. He asks me, he goes, oh, I have a company. I would love for you to be in a commercial this Wednesday. Sure, I'll be in a commercial. I love acting. I love reading the lines, getting in character. So I go to this commercial. I knew that this was a cannabis company to start with, okay? I thought I was going to be playing a character. So I show up, and they go, we're going to have you go forth and give your testimonial for the product. And I go, what do you mean testimonial? Yeah, you're going to use your name and say how much you like the product. And I'm looking around at the other people that are doing this commercial, and they are huge stoners. You could just tell everyone's thrilled to fucking be there. Meanwhile, I'm shitting my pants.
I'm nervous.
Do I have to test the product? Do I have to put my name on this product? I don't support any of this shit. Everyone in the whole production set can see that I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Were you like sweating? What was going on?
Sweating, feeling nauseous. I tell the co-founder, the guy who invited me to do this, I said, can I try a little of this out just to see if I like this? You know, I'm not sure about this. He goes, oh, yeah, drink a little bit. You'll feel the effects and then you can see what you think of it. So we start with a couples interview. So I'm with another girl. In the couples interviews, everyone was being given virgin drinks. No THC at all.
What's the point of that?
Because it was just supposed to be for show. They don't want to get everyone high because obviously they're acting or they're, you know, giving the testimonials, whatever the fuck. I get up there and I start pounding these drinks. I start feeling pretty like loose and light on my feet. Okay. They tell me the ones that we gave you definitely have THC in them.
Oh
and I
my
go,
God.
What do you mean they definitely have THC? I've had like a can and a half of this shit. What do you mean they definitely have THC in them? I start having a fucking full-blown panic attack. They thought I wanted to try the product, so they gave me the ones with THC in it. I wanted a few sips. I didn't want the whole fucking can and a half.
Oh, my God.
So he goes, yeah, don't worry. Just sit down, enjoy it for like 10 minutes, and then we'll do your interview. By the time I get up there, I'm feeling so good from this goddamn can. It's called C-A-N-N can. I go, this is the best drink in the world. Everyone's got to get this drink. This is the greatest thing that God has given us.
Oh,
I'm going on and on. They were so impressed with this goddamn testimonial. They included it for a lot of the advertisement. And then they told me they're shopping around this advertisement to other big companies like Ease, which is a delivery service for weed. The directors of Ease point me out and say, that guy needs to be your ambassador.
You're going to be the ambassador for a weed drink?
So now I'm the fucking ambassador for a goddamn weed company. I don't even like weed.
Yeah, you did.
I fucking love that. That can I fucking love. And now I wear their sweatshirt everywhere I got. I'm a proud fucking ambassador.
I'm proud of you.
Unbelievable. Mr. Bean says, edibles are the best. A 10-minute ride seems like 10 hours.
Look, Lisa says, I grew it a couple years ago for my dad who was dying of cancer. Then he never used it, and I had garbage bags full and didn't know what to do with it. Lisa, that was very sweet of you. What did you do? You could have sold it.
And now I want to say, I'm the pusher, Cam.
You're the pusher, man?
I want to push Billy's Infinity Greens.
You've been nonstop talking about these goddamn Billy's Infinity Greens. Why are they so great?
When I was on the set of America's Got Talent and I was getting my hair did by these hairdressers, they told me all the celebrities that they know use Billy's Infinity Greens to regrow their hair. You know those green juices that are supposed to help with detox and all these other aspects of your life? This is what you could do for yourself. It is a dehydrated blend of grass-free superfoods. It's organic, it's gluten-free, it's the cleanest ingredients on earth, and will make you feel like a super human being.
When you go to farmers markets, you get those like wheatgrass supplements. This is even better because this is so much more powerful.
The grass is hard to digest and only a fraction of the healing power of a blue-green algae, which is what Billy's Infinity Greens is based in.
I would say this is well worth it, and it's not expensive.
I have done so much fucking research. Billy's Infinity Greens is the best for improving your immune system, increasing your longevity, boosting your metabolism.
Weight loss.
Stabilizing your blood sugar and reducing inflammation. And now, hopefully, improving my fucking hairline.
I think this is the call.
I take it every day. So should you. If you want 15% off of your order, go to infinitygreens.com and enter promo code MOM. I swear by this shit. Infinitygreens.com, enter promo code MOM. We got a request for where do I get that sweatshirt? I want to share the link for the merch. Drinkcan.com is the website that you can see my wonderful commercial on. But you won't be able to buy that sweatshirt. I don't think they're available for sale. You can, however, buy Sex Talk With My Mom t-shirts.
Woo-hoo!
At sextalkwithmymom.com.
And tell us how you like it, because we love our logo.
We got Nathaniel saying, I use medical marijuana for my seizures, and I haven't had one in almost a year. That's unbelievable.
See, it has a lot of medicinal
qualities. Yeah, which I'm sure is what you're trying to just give me medicine during the ELO concert.
Yeah. To enhance your pleasure.
You use weed for anything. Sleeping, having fun.
Having fun. Mostly having fun.
Having a conversation with a difficult person.
Yeah, if I'm dealing with some person who annoys me, I may just take a little hitski before I go ski.
Hitski of the potski.
Hitski of the potski. No, I mean, I don't
use it for sex.
I'll tell you what, I love it for sex. I do. It really enhances sex. Don't you guys think it enhances sex? Oh, look at Fox Square Magazine says, love the podcast. Thank you. If you haven't already subscribed to our podcast, we're on iTunes and wherever you listen to podcasts, please subscribe. Don't forget, because if you don't subscribe, you don't know when we do these special events.
Jamie said, my son has been on it legally since age 8 or 9 for his Tourette's. That's unbelievable.
See, it really helps. I know people that have all kinds of like MS issues. And one of my friends with MS has been using it for years. She medicates herself with it, and she feels like, you know, she doesn't have any tremors or, you know, the side effects of MS.
I don't know how this show has become like a pro weed, like it's just
not
a weed pot. It's weed talk with my mom.
Weed talk with my mom. Up on what my mother said yesterday.
What she said?
Oh,
she goes, I'm making a. I think you're
my
so
mother's
cute.
87 years old. She weighs about 90 pounds, and she's so cute. And what did I don't even
You
remember.
Go, you're so cute. And she goes, well, I should write a book called Sex Talk With My Grandma.
Would you guys read the book Sex Talk With My Grandma?
We got a lot of people saying that they love weed and sex together. It's a phenomenal combo.
Jamie said that. Mr. Bean says it makes my pee-pee hard longer.
And Lisa says, yes, sex and weed go together as long as I'm not too high, which is exactly where I'm at, Lisa, because sometimes weed gets me right in my head, which is not a place that I need to be when
Why
I'm having sex.
Why don't you get the right weed?
It's the amount of weed that goes in me. I'm just such a fucking lightweight.
Okay.
You know how much of a lightweight I am?
Why can't you just take one little hit? That's it.
And one little hit can some... You can never really control one little hit.
You can't control edibles. That's why I don't like that.
And the smoking, one little hit, even... You with the fucking one little hit, blowing up the whole room with smoke.
Hotbox, my octogenarian parents.
So the next thing that we were going to talk about was euthanasia.
Oh, speak. we're going right from one drug to the next. What are your thoughts on euthanasia?
You're the pusher mom in this situation
I'm
as well.
I'm the pusher mom.
We were interviewed with... we were interviewed by Hustler... magazine.
Yeah, that's
last
pretty
week.
Cool. That was fun. We got some. We had no problem talking to him.
So we're interviewed on the phone by Hustler magazine. But right before that, we get a call from my grandpa's oncologist, and she's like, "Okay, he's on the downward slope right now." And basically, my mom was
it
like,
"Wasn't that a revelation?" By the way,
basically, my mom was like, "All right, give him the morphine. Let's wrap this shit up."
I didn't say it like that.
It wasn't verbatim what you said, but basically it was a very quick, swift decision. Okay, he's done so. Let's put a fork in it.
Well, here's my thought process. I remember when we were putting my dog to sleep, and I watched a YouTube video. You get all your great information from YouTube, right?
Yes.
So I asked, I didn't know.
How to do your makeup, all these good things.
So I'm like, what should I do about, how do I make the decision to euthanize my dog? And it said, well, would you rather, your dog is really ill, right? My dog could barely walk. His back legs went out and he was shitting all over the place, including the elevator in the apartment building. Not cool. And not at all. And it was really, really awkward. Anyway, so they're like, well, is his quality of life ever going to get better? Or is it going to go just progressively worse?
But with that rule, you could say you should euthanize me now, because I think my quality of life is all downhill from here on anyway.
You have a great quality of life.
I do have a great quality of life.
Okay, but the point
is... I'm just saying the point. There's a nuance there, which is that there's a modicum of life that you want at the least.
I know. So I guess that I use that as my thought process as to, like, if my father is no quality of life whatsoever, wouldn't he want to go quicker than like, have it drawn out, like... pulling the band-aid off quick or...
But then how do you know, then the question becomes, well, how do you know what is a decent quality of life for him?
Well, not being able to wipe yourself, starting with that.
Yeah, I know. Is that it?
No.
Because your mom can't wipe herself, but she seems to have a fine quality of life as long as she gets to fucking stuff her face at every meal.
She loves to eat.
My grandma is on a medication that makes her very, like, she's this tiny, tiny bird-like woman.
Yeah, and we call her the bird.
She pounds food because of this medication that she's taking. Like shoveling. She puts me under the table. Constantly shoveling food in her mouth.
She eats like there's no tomorrow. It's such a pleasure to watch her eat.
It is really fun.
It's like a little kid. She even wears a bib, and then she eats whatever falls into her bib. Pocket, she'll eat the stuff out of the pocket. It's amazing.
So anyway, so you have this conversation with the doctor.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, the quality of life's not there. We got to make some moves. Yeah, let's give him the morphine drip.
Not drip.
Give him the little morphine as well.
Ever so often, the guy wasn't sleeping at all. He was up all night long.
This has been occupying our mind space. We're making light of it right now, but it really is occupying our mind space
like
a
worst.
Lot.
See, Jamie says, no one should suffer longer than necessary. I think it's good to make it quick and easy for the patient.
Yeah.
I mean...
It is tough,
it's
though, to
horrible
know
to watch.
When they want to live. And my grandpa wanted, you know, he was fighting...
He was fighting to live when he had something.
Even though his life was pretty shitty.
Yeah, but at least he was able to communicate. He can't even communicate any longer.
Yeah. And then Lisa says, I think the human patient needs to make the decision if they want it before they are going to make the call. I know.
Here's the
trouble with this is that at this point, you know, he's in kind of like a delusional state a little bit because he's been, you know, he hasn't slept in like 48 hours. And
48 hours. I think it's like 4 weeks.
And he hasn't really slept, so he's kind of like a little crazy. So even he's, you know, he is taking, you know, he's defaulting to these, you know, feelings about these types of medications based on his medical background.
Right. He was a doctor, and he would never prescribe certain medications to, you know, patients unless they were in the loony bin.
Yeah. So
he's like, I'm not taking that stuff.
Yeah, but at some point, you know, at what point do you just listen to them? Right. Or he's kind of regressing to the mind of a toddler.
Right.
And so then you have to be more the parent in the situation, make the decision for them. It's very challenging.
Very challenging.
Anyway, but he's hanging in there despite the medications.
It's like insane. Right when you think that it's like it's going to end any minute, he gets up and has dinner.
We're also...
What the hell?
We're also saying that it was my mom's decision, but really it's the doctor that's really prescribing all this shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm not making any decisions here. I don't want that on my conscience.
Right.
No way.
But, well, you kind of had a little discussion with her. You could
well,
have vetoed
the whole situation.
Well, I
brought it up as a possibility because the guy wasn't able to sleep.
Yeah. All anyway. Right. So meanwhile, so you have this call with the doctor saying, okay, it's time to start bringing the big guns. And immediately following that, you hang up the phone and pick up the phone to Hustler magazine to start talking about fucking anal sex, all this sorts of shit. They're like, how do you switch? You switch gears so quickly like this.
I'm able to compartmentalize.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
That is the key.
Otherwise, I'd be depressed like every minute of every day.
Yeah. It is kind of challenging to remain present in the ELO concert, even though you're fucking high out of your gourd.
I found myself drifting over there, and then I drift myself back. Meditation has helped that.
Yeah, it does.
Recommend meditation to anyone who's going through any stress in their life. I'm sure that doesn't apply to anyone.
In fact, if you need a meditation app, definitely check out Calm.
That's my fave.
You get 20% off, I think, if you go of a premium subscription if you enter code MOM.
Yeah.
Calm.com/mom.
Calm is
how do you like that for a little ad?
Yeah, you know, we gave them a little ad even though they're not even like, you know, asking us to give ads. I really believe in Calm.
I wanted to
I need to be calm.
Let's talk about quality of life a little bit.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's talk about your quality of life.
What now? What?
You had a few things.
Oh, you know what? No one lets me sleep.
What do you mean no one lets you sleep?
I got these crazy ass kids running up. I'm in a condo and the up above me, for whatever reason, I have two kids, a 1 and a 4-year-old, who feel the need to not just walk across, not just run across the floor. They have to like stomp across. They're doing a stomping. They're doing, you know, the show Stomp. They're doing the stomp above my head.
Well, yeah. Why? It is a crazy sound. I don't know who ever gets enjoyment out of just stomping. Because it's not running, and it's not certainly not walking. It's literally a regular stomp.
It's a stomping noise. It sounds like a herd of cattle.
It is what?
With two kids.
So you went up there.
So oh yeah. Well, first of all, Dee's went up first, and he said, "Hey, can you keep it down?" She's like, "What do you want? I got a 1 and a 3-year-old." And they're healthy kids. And he's like, well, yeah, you got to keep it down at least for a couple of weeks because we're undergoing some issues downstairs. Anyway, he leaves and I hear the same thing going on. And I go up there and the same thing. He answers the door, holding the kid. The kid's so cute. I'm like, oh, coochie, coochie. Could you keep these kids quiet, please? Like there's a park across the street. Let them stomp across the park. The hell do
How
I need
she
this?
She responded.
She was none too pleased, but yeah, she's like, yeah, I'll do it. She didn't do shit because I woke up this morning to the sound of the fucking, you know, like what are those called? Those Clydesdale horses, you know?
Clydesdale.
Yeah, the Clydesdale horses are above me.
Yeah.
Can you? Isn't that the great description for
it? It is. It is a fucking stomp show.
I had one issue worse than that was when I lived in the apartment in L.A. where there was someone above me that would, at 5:30 every morning, make herself a smoothie.
I'll
and she let that
in.
Thing mixer go for like a minute every morning at 5:30. I was ready to kill her.
When do you actually like make a fucking confrontation? You know, because I lived in college. I was next to someone who had the loudest sex. And I support the loud sex. But when I'm woken up at fucking 6 a.m. every goddamn to this girl screaming her head off. I gotta go
sex?
Over there.
What if it was something else?
No. This guy was a fucking magician or something because this girl was screaming. Maybe she was lying. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Being loud at sex does not mean it's great. It's just, I mean, I never understood people being screaming during childbirth. It's just because you're screaming doesn't mean it's great.
Anyway, she was very loud. So I would go over there and I say, excuse me, knock the shit off, please. Or involve me, you know? it turns out this guy then moved to Los Angeles. I now see him all the fucking time.
That's weird.
All of the fucking time. He's in a cool band that I didn't even realize. I was at their concert.
Well, that explains
And I discover
things.
That he's in the fucking band.
This explains things. I always think that guitarists...
No, he's a drummer.
Oh, drummers, same thing. You got this dexterity.
You almost hit an orgasm thinking about a drummer.
You have dexterity with your fingers, and you can move them really fast. That could be very advantageous when you're doing any kind of sexual fingering or any of that stuff.
So at what point do you get to walk over there and say, excuse me, shut the fuck up?
Well, I had this happen when I was in college, but it was me. Not screaming. Every time I was with this one guy, I always talk about him. But anyway,
You're talking about Fat Donnie.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, he was fat. Not really. He was just P-H-A-T. No, I don't know. Anyway, I would bang up against the wall, or he would, one of us would, and knock the girl next door to me shelves off her wall.
Oh, my God.
The shelves would just come tumbling down every time we'd have sex. She was good-natured about it.
She was good-natured. Anyway, is there a solution to this? You just have to confront.
I mean,
confront or get involved.
Listen, the one with the sex, it's hard to confront that.
Lisa says now you just need to fist bump him.
That's right.
I completely agree. I did say something, but anyway, if you have any thoughts on loud sex, give us a call into Castbox. We'll include you in the show. In the meantime, I'm going to read some of these listener responses. Andy says, loud sex is inconsiderate. Suggest a gag. Like a ball gag.
A ball gag.
I love that. He also said, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Here, this guy says here on Instagram, gift them a ball gag. That way it makes them skinnier, but shuts her the fuck up. What?
How does it make them skinnier?
You can't eat?
I don't know. Oh, kinkier. He says kinkier.
It's
a win-win, basically, if you do that. All right.
Have you ever done a ball gag?
No. Have you done a ball gag?
No. Any kind of blindfold?
No. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Actually, I think I have as well. Mm. I've just forgotten about that. Nathaniel says, my best sex is loud, but in all fairness, it usually involves knives, whips, boots, and electrical toys.
Oh, my God, Nathaniel, you're a wild man.
We have a very important question from Andy, which is, have either of you been fisted?
Fisted?
No. I have never been fisted.
It's a little much.
No, if any of the people out here been fisted, if so, give us a call. Let us know.
Give us a call right now. How do they call us?
They just, message or call into CastBox. Okay. Very easy. Okay. Okay. I also wanted to bring up a question that came up earlier in this discussion in CastBox, which is it safe to have sex relying on pull-out method?
No.
Why not?
Because it's called pre-cum. Do not do that. That is so stupid. You know how many babies have been born because people think, I can't get a girl pregnant if she's on her period, or if I, just stick it in for a minute or whatever, or pull it out later. It's stupid. It's pure stupidity. Would you ever do that?
Are you fucking kidding me? No chance.
So please.
Megan says, because while you're having sex, the penis emits pre-cum, which contains an amount of semen. Granted, it's not as much as actual ejaculation, but there is an amount.
And okay. Once, that's all it takes is one little swimmer there.
One little swimmer, done. Jamie says, is it safe? Sure, if you're trying to play baby roulette.
That's right, baby roulette. Yeah, that's all it takes is one
little
thing.
Not only that. Who the fuck has that much control that you could pull out without just ejaculating?
Your mom is nuts.
Your mom is the nuts. I think that's a compliment.
Oh, is that
from
a compliment?
Proclamation. Yeah.
Your mom.
You're the mom.
And I am
sex
nuts.
Sex talk with my mom. You are a little nuts. Today, you also have a garage door that's broken as fuck.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Talk about the quality of life again. Not only do I have the Clydesdale horses above me, I have a garage door underneath my apartment, right directly underneath, only my apartment, that goes up and down every time someone goes in and out of the garage, and it makes the loudest, clangest noise. So
you have
I
been
got
complaining
it,
about this for the past 2.5 years.
Since I moved in here, and today, I couldn't get anybody to take responsibility.
Again, you're on the phone with your brother discussing medication for your father. You hang up on him.
I have priorities.
Because you see two men working on the garage.
I see two men working on, of all things, my garage that I've been dealing with for years.
So who cares about the dying dad? We got a garage door to fix.
Okay. So I'm glad we got our priorities. Anyway, lo and behold, I say to this guy who all along everybody's been telling me there's nothing we can do about the garage. We can try to muffle it, but it's not going to do much. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada. Excuse. I get these two guys to tell me that they could put a whole new system in that's going to be quiet. It was like unbelievable.
It was a gift. It was a real gift.
It was total. You know what I say? Mercury is still in retrograde.
Speaking of Mercury, you're one of the caretakers fucking breaks a thermometer in the kitchen of my grandparents' house. Mercury goes everywhere. Apparently, it's toxic.
Apparently, and it's toxic for my little dog, Gus, who's running around on top of the mercury balls.
That was pretty fun. That was a fun thing.
Does anybody know anything about mercury? Let us know, because I think that we are now exposed.
Lisa says, I'd fist someone in the face if someone tried fisting me.
Lisa, you're my kind of chick. You know that.
And then someone also said, surely she is not really your mom. And then Lisa says,
I am really his mom.
Bro, she is his mom.
Yeah, Lisa is right. I am this guy's mom.
Believe
He's
it or
son.
Not, why do you think that people are surprised when they find out that you're my mom?
I go, because we're so similar?
Maybe it's the just differences. Maybe because you're the pusher mom.
I'm the pusher mom.
Pusher mom.
There's a song called Pusher Mom.
Dun. No, it's called Pusher Man.
Pusher Man. I thought it was Pusher Mom.
Pusher Mom.
Push that mom.
Dun, dun, dun.
So anyway,
we're coming up on the end of our show.
Oh, I want to talk about Patreon. We're almost, how many patrons we got? We're very close to that 50 mark. When we get 50 patrons, that's patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. We're going to, as much to both of us, neither of us want to even do this at this point because I'm scared about edibles, but we're going to do it. We're going to do blueberries that are infused with marijuana.
I don't know why you think that this is an incentive for people to promote.
We're going
to
do a podcast under the influence of weed.
Yeah, and that would be fun. Here's what I think you should support our patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom account.
What?
You get bonus episodes there.
Oh, yeah.
And Chloe is a patron. You want to be part of her party because Chloe hasn't gotten her sticker, though.
Oh, Chloe, you know,
you're getting your sticker.
We're getting your sticker.
You get free shit like a sticker, bonus episodes. You get constant contact with us. You can ask us to, you know, questions.
Yeah, Chloe, we're going to have to ask for a little patience on the sticker because I came to Chicago without the stickers.
Yeah, it was a good move.
So that is my fault. And when we get back to LA, we're going to send you your sticker ASAP and some extra stickers.
Okay. All right. We got some nice compliments about you, mother.
Oh, let's hear it.
Lisa says they don't believe you basically because y'all sound like good friends.
We are good friends.
We are good friends. Proclamation says, wow, your mom is the shit, dude. Let me share mom. She's so cool. Mm. Oh, Savannah says, Lo, she is so funny. Mom,
thank you,
you're getting
Savannah.
A lot of love
you
today.
You know what someone said to me the other day? Like, I don't understand why people say you're funny. I never thought you were being funny. I said, fuck you.
Who said this?
Who said this to me? Some idiot friend of mine.
You know, I once had a boss, and after a summer of working for him, he goes, so you're going to go back to school? What are you studying over there? And I go, I'm studying public policy, but I spend most of my time doing comedy. And he goes, what? You do comedy? You're not funny at all.
That's kind of what I heard.
What the fuck is that? Who says that? You're not funny at all. What kind of statement? You keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, this guy
You put that shit in your head and you keep it there.
That's like saying to someone, you know, you
look ugly like a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I like when people say to me? You look good for your age. Fuck you for your age. You know, you look good for your age. It is not a compliment.
I mean, yeah.
It's an underhanded compliment. You
it's
look
a
good
back,
for an
it's a
old
backhanded,
fuck.
Backhanded
they're saying you look good for an old fuck.
Yeah.
You don't look...
Backhanded, not underhanded.
It's backhanded, too. I'm going to backhand their face and they say something like that to me.
Chloe says, Cam, your comedy is my favorite. Chloe, you're my favorite. Thank you for the compliment. I needed that because my mother was definitely beating me this episode. All right. On that note... one last thing. If you guys like this... Please do us a huge fucking favor.
Yeah.
Please leave us a review on iTunes. It really, really, really helps us in terms of search engine optimization.
And we really, really like to read them.
It takes 2 seconds. It really gives us a boost. I'm going to read one because this one's awesome. It says, I love informational humor, 5 stars by Tams29. These two have a great way of taking a seriously under-discussed topic and making it both comfortable and amusing. Totally binge-worthy and really fun to listen to with headphones in public because people will constantly be trying to figure out what's going on with your face. And Cam is also completely adorable.
Oh, there you go. I know why you wanted to read that one. Cam is adorable.
This is definitely the second time I've read this one.
He keeps reading the same one whenever it says Cam is definitely... Yeah, you know what? It really does help to hear those reviews from you and to get that support, because we do this all for virtually no money. It's all because we love doing it.
It's joy of the game over here, folks.
Yeah.
All right, Mother, do you want to sing them out? Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Oh, boy. Pressure's
on. For giving us these messages. It's been a blast.
It has been fun. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the little edible marijuanis.
Marijuanis.
That kind of counts.
All right. Not wonderful. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Bad.
It's been a blast.
Bad.
Nathaniel says, I've been binging you guys for about a week and have already recommended to a ton of my friends. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
That's awesome, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, you fucking rock.
That really does help.
That really helps us.
Recommending us, that definitely helps, because that's how people find out about us.
Yes.
Share, subscribe.
Oh, we should also mention this very briefly. We're sorry that Thursday's episode did not come out. This was obviously a very rough and wild week for us, given that we're basically dealing with the final days of my grandpa, so
yeah,
we weren't able to put out
patience.
An interview.
We will get more episodes out soon.
Yes, we're in Chicago, we're gonna have to keep it to just Monday morning after shows. Unless you want to, Mom, do you want to do the live cast on Thursdays as well?
Well, I think we're gonna just have to wait and see how things go for the next couple of weeks. It's really, really
it's touch and go. Over
yeah,
here.
I can't predict when we're gonna have it. That's why you got to subscribe on castbox.fm and on Instagram.
Also, if you text us at yes text mom, if you say like subscribing to the list, I'll add you to a list so that we send you a text whenever we're
going
live.
Yeah, we send texts out to let you guys know when we're live. And it's fun
so
to get
So just
a text.
Text us at yes text mom.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for your prayers and for understanding.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys joining us and for all your thoughts and prayers.
You guys rock. Over and out.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.